Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 8th, 2005. Today's message is titled Spiritual Enlightenment. The scripture text is a portion of a prayer from Ephesians chapter 1, 18 and 19. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Today I would like to write about spiritual enlightenment. One of the great aspects of our conversion is the sense of being spiritually enlightened. The great hymn writer John Newton describes his spiritual enlightenment with these words, "I once was blind, but now I see." Because of the blinding impact of sin, we need continual enlightenment by the Spirit and the Word of God. However, there are those who hold an entirely different worldview and faith outlook who also speak of being enlightened. In fact, they would see me as backward and ignorant and unenlightened. So the issue is not whether we have been enlightened, but rather what we've been enlightened to and who is our source for enlightenment. Spiritual blindness is a condition of the unbeliever. The Apostle Paul wrote, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." That's 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. However, the unbeliever may very well not sense in any way that their minds are blinded. On the contrary, they may feel they are the ones enlightened. In the daily portion of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is expressing a powerful prayer for the Ephesian believers. It provides a great model of how we should pray for one another with our focus on the spiritual realm. Paul uses a very interesting metaphor here in his prayer when he wrote about the eyes of the heart being enlightened. That is precisely what we need, for God to open our hearts to his truth. The eyes of our hearts being enlightened results in our knowledge of three powerful truths that bring great assurance: the hope to which he has called us, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power. Who are the ultimate recipients of this prayer? Well, certainly the Ephesian believers were the initial recipients, but the final phrase rings loud in my heart today, many centuries later. These glorious truths are for us who believe. I do believe today and desire that the eyes of my heart be continually enlightened to receive spiritual truths from God, and that is also my prayer today for every reader. Great chorus sung in the last 10 years, many of you have heard of, goes, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you." My wife's going to pray right now, our prayer for all of us that she's written this morning from her heart.
Jesus, our world is certainly more colorful, and there is unlimited variety of visual stimuli that will be seen by the eyes on my face today. But the scriptures remind me that even my heart and my mind can see. Many philosophies and principles come to me through my mind. Because I've been enlightened by the truth found in your holy word, may the eyes of my heart embrace only those that will keep my heart pure. May the eyes of my heart reject vain philosophies that are inconsistent with a spiritually enlightened heart. Help me to sharpen and narrow my vision to escape the broad way that leads to destruction. Help me to keep my eyes open to the good things of the Lord and shut my eyes to the God of this age, whose goal is to lead me to spiritual poverty and death. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm aware that there are a number of you receiving the daily encouragement who are physically blind and have had the opportunity to meet some of you personally. I rejoice with you that you are not spiritually blind. you have been spiritually enlightened to the good things of the Lord, and I want you to know that you are truly an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer and that thought with us. As we prepare that, we especially consider a couple from Boston we met while serving up that way, and actually met them through the Daily Encouragement Net ministry. They visited a display we had at a big convention in Boston about 5 or 6 years ago now, and at that point became a part of our lives, and periodically we're in touch with them, and hopefully they're listening to this particular message, and you know who you are if you are. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast again. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, just seeking to encourage believers all over the world through email, through website and RSS feeds, and of course, through this audio podcast as well. Let me point out, and obviously since you can get the podcast, you can receive this if you care to. The song that I quoted at the end of the message is a song titled Open the Eyes of My Heart, and I found an audio version of that song from a worship service of a Canadian church, and it's just a click that if you go to the website dailyencouragement.net, you can click on that song and listen to it if you'd care to do so. And I also have the full context of the daily passage from Ephesians. It's actually the entire prayer that Paul prayed. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay encouraged and stay faithful, and continue to be spiritually enlightened.